Welcome to the I'm a Silly podcast for February 22nd, 2024. You determine your pace. Whatever your goals or ambitions are, you determine the pace that you're going to move at. Now, when you actually look at this and start trying to put it into practice, it takes a lot of the pressure off. This is right up there with realizing that nobody else is really paying that much attention to what you're doing because they're just focused on themselves. When you realize that, one, that people aren't spending that much time paying attention to you, and two, that this really is your race and you set the pace, then you can start to build a life that you enjoy. Because I think for many of us, when we start trying to accomplish things, we're looking around, we're seeing what other people are doing or what we think other people are doing or how we thought they were successful. And we think that we just have to keep pushing forward and pushing forward and pushing forward, and we've got to keep up with them. And, you know, for most of us, it's not about working all the time or pushing forward with no breaks or just getting there as fast as we possibly can. And for a lot of people, no matter what area of life you're looking at, somebody that seems to be moving lightning fast to you, and they've been sustaining this for decades, years, but probably even decades, you don't know where they started. You don't know what kind of foundation that they've built up. So a lot of times when people are going after goals, you're trying to keep up with the pace that you see, but you don't know where that started, and you don't know how easy it is, relative or absolute, how easy it is for them to maintain that pace because you weren't there when they started. And then you're trying to take what you see from them and apply it to your situation. And it's like, you can't help but feel like an imposter, right? This is where some of that imposter syndrome comes in, because you're trying to follow somebody else's process and you don't know if it's right for you. Definitely at the very beginning of something, because like you've never done this before, but even if you've done it for a while, but you've tried a lot of different methods and you think that this one's going to be the right one, you have to start with your pace. And this is in any and of all things. And I will tell you, one of the biggest lessons for me, probably over the last couple of years, definitely, but even in the last couple of months, is like slowing down is a really good thing. Even taking a break and taking a step back is a really good thing, because you get to see how things are unfolding and you get to check in with yourself and see how you feel about everything and how it's moving. Because the conversation that you're having with yourself really is going to dictate a lot of this. Again, the world is going to see the output and they're going to see maybe the byproduct or the results or whatever, but only you know what's driving this. And I know there's a really popular notion out there that you're just, you know, you're going against yourself and you're pushing all the time. And I mentioned before, all gas, no brakes, right? But for long-term success, and this is in anything, and even more importantly than that, your long-term best life fulfillment, whatever you want to call it, you have to really focus on your pace. And the pace is all about how this is going on inside your own head. The exterior stuff, the pace that other people see, probably the pace that other people will even emulate, that's not your business. Or I shouldn't say, that's not your concern. What you should be focused on. And I don't tell you guys oftentimes what you should be doing, because I do think most of what we do in life, like we're running our own adventure. We're figuring it out. But what you should be paying attention to is the pace at which all of this is moving in your head. And especially when you're starting out, it should be going slow. I get that it feels awkward. You're doing something new or you're doing something different, and it's not what you're used to, and you think you're really bad at it. You hear that? That's another analogy people, or another thing people say, right? Be afraid to, you know, don't be afraid to suck at something. What most people would consider sucking at something is starting slow and screwing it up, making mistakes. These are all things that you need to do in order to figure out your pace. So I think you'll be able to do it. Again, I'm optimistic for each and every one of you guys that you're going to figure out how to run your own race and do your own thing and be on the path and build that is best for you and build the life that you're most interested in. The thing is, you just got to stay focused on that. And it's very hard to do because a lot of what you're seeing content-wise from folks all over is just go, 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 go. This is the whole hustle bro stuff, right? All the hustle culture and all that. And it's like you just have to keep going at your own pace. You have to focus on how this stuff is moving in your own head. Don't worry about what everybody on the outside is seeing, looking at, or what they think of you. Because again, like people don't, everybody is like so wrapped up in what they're doing. They're not paying that much attention to you. And, you know, anybody that is paying attention to you and they're throwing negative stuff your way, those aren't your people anyway. So, although we do need to, we probably should have a conversation at some point of what true negativity is and what actual constructive criticism. That'll be tomorrow's podcast. Might have to do a wardrobe change. It's funny. So the last three episodes, I all recorded at the same day. And I have to change my merch up every couple of episodes, you know, because I got a lot of different stuff now. Which again, if you guys want to head over to yourlittlefitness.shop or shop YLF, it goes to the same place, shopylf.com, you can pick up some of the Your Level Fitness merch. I need to do more of like the Hey There stuff and the podcast stuff. I need to put that on there as well. But anyway, that's a topic for tomorrow. I'll go ahead and cue that up. Maybe I'll record it today. Maybe I'll record it tomorrow. You can listen to it tomorrow. It will be recorded. So we'll talk about when to, you know, when somebody's feedback is something that you should actually dive into. And I think anytime somebody says something, like we should at least have an initial question of like, is this true? Is this helpful? Initial two questions to ask. And a lot of times with the negative stuff, I mean, if it's an absolute troll, which you will run into some people like that, it's not worth it. But I mean, sometimes people are able to say things and get you to look at it from a different perspective and you will learn from it. But we will dive into that a little bit more tomorrow. So thank you as always for listening. If you want to see what's going on with me, everything with YLF, go to yourlevelfitness.com. If you want to see everything else outside of YLF, go to darylperry.com. That's darylperry.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.